County Farm, 34. Jack Moss laying dead down the cotton road. Long John's running, where's he gonna go? I bet he's gone down to the Sapelo. Mama's old on the Sapelo. So row him easy, row him slow, and row him on cross to the Sapelo. His mama's old on the Sapelo.
Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9 WDUN. Now, we just finished talking with Anna Hall over on Jekyll Island, and I think we should stay down in that area. What about you, Doc Bill?
I definitely think we should. We should look at the things in that area. One festival, which we didn't mention, which is down there, is the St. Simon's Food and Spirit Festival, which is the first week in October, and it runs a whole week. Mm-hmm. And that's another great barrier island to enjoy and be on.
And Sapelo also has a great festival that comes up in October that is, they'll be actually celebrating their 18th anniversary this year. I can't believe it's been 18 years.
18 years of Sapelo Island Culture Day. And this is an event where the descendants on the island actually invite outsiders to come and see a part of their island and a part of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the most unique festivals because of logistics. You have to get to the island. So a series of ferries are set up, which actually bring people from the mainland to the island and then ferry them back at the end of the event. So it's something you can do in one day, but if you're coming down, you might want to get a place to stay on the mainland. And if you know in advance, a good ways in advance, you could even look at booking at the Sapelo Island birdhouses.
Absolutely, because the accommodations on the island really do book up really quickly. But like you said, I mean, there are places to stay really right along that corridor there on I-95 and then in Darien.
And Showman's Bluff, You've got the Captain's Cottage, which is, again, you can find that on our website, sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. The Captain's Cottage is a great place to stay, and it's not that far from the ferry.
It's very close to the ferry. Now, that cultural day, I really hope people will consider that because it really is a special festival, as you mentioned. And it takes place on October 19th of this year from 9 until 5. It's what time the time range is. But if you're not there at 9, you can still come on over. They do have ferries that will be running back and forth throughout the day. And there are lots of things that you can do. I mean, there's history. There's the ring shouters and the slave songs of the South. There's storytellers and vendors, and it's a great time to also try lots of food, which I know is, you know, the thing you promote, Doc Bill.
The great food of the Georgia coast, the Geechee Gullah food, is, and again, you have the beaches and you have a way to see the island itself.
You're right, because they have historic tours. Of course, the weather, depending, you know, as to whether or not they're running those, but $15 for those tours. And to come to the event, it's only $25 for adults, and children is $15, so it's a really good deal. Kids under six are free.
Right, and information on reaching it, you can call SICARS, which is the island organization responsible for holding it, and their phone number is 912-485-2197. We'll also have this on our website as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll definitely put that on there. But, you know, we also have to stay in this area because another really great place for festivals is Dahlonega, which is right up the road from Gainesville. And Dahlonega is just a great place to go even throughout the year, not only just for fall festivals. And they have something called the First Friday Night Concerts that will begin on September 20th. They'll have one. And they have bands there starting at 6:30. And it's held right there at Hancock Park. And I think we should probably go up and hear one of these because one band in particular I'm really interested in hearing, and I shared that with you, Nicole, is Fiddleheads. I mean, it's a young group. Group of young guys. They're actually from Dahlonega, so they're homegrown, and they will be performing actually on October 4th there in Dahlonega. Now, if you want some more information about that, you can certainly call 706-482-2707 and get some more information about it. I mean, with them being a homegrown band, I really would like to go and hear them. Did you listen to any of their songs online, Nicole?
No, I didn't get a chance to yet, but I am also very interested in the band and very excited about them. I love the fact that even though they've gained so much popularity and notoriety and they're doing really well, it's still about the love of the music for them and still about just the groove and the true feeling of bluegrass.
Yeah, I saw that too about them. Plus, they were also contestants on America's Got Talent, so they're really making a great name for themselves. Really good. That'd be great. So there was also another festival that I saw that I thought was very interesting, and that is the Dahlonega Scarecrow Stomp Contest and Festival. So what is that all about? That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I like that one too. That one sounds like it'd be a lot of fun, especially because the whole community gets involved with it. Everything from making the scarecrows to actually displaying them, judging them, and even during the actual Stomp Festival part of it, which looks like it's actually closer to the end, just one day, they actually reveal the winners and people buy the scarecrows in this an auction. And there's games and music and all kinds of things involved. So it sounds like it's just a month-long way to have fun in the community.
And a great way to raise money, too. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't want a scarecrow? I mean, you can keep those around really the whole fall. I mean, they're great for, you know, the Halloween season as well. For, you know, for folks who like to celebrate Halloween, they have their scarecrow already ready.
It's true. A friend gave me a scarecrow once. I had it up all year.
Well, yeah, they can step all year as well. They are scarecrows, so if you want to scare something away. Now, why don't we go a little further up north, though, to North Carolina. There is the John C. Campbell Folk School that I really would love to just do a whole show about them, but they have a festival each year, and I know they have one coming up that first weekend in October, don't they, Dr. Bill? Yeah. I know you're very familiar with the John C. Campbell Folk School.
Yeah, the Folk School Festival is October 5th through October 6th. And if you like crafts, to me, out of all the festivals in this region, whether you talk about North Georgia or North Carolina, it's probably the premier place for arts and crafts.
Oh,
the Folk School is by far a place where people can learn the skills of making these, but you have a lot of skilled artisans who come from all over the Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky area, and they bring some really good crafts. So if you want to see some unusual, really high, really skilled, great crafts, that's the place to go. And again, you've got that great mountain cooking, you've got dancing, you have a lot of events and kid activities, and right at the Folk School. And we'll do a show in the Folk School a bit later on in one of our upcoming episodes.
Absolutely. I really think we should, because when you talk about vacations that are for other reasons than just being a tourist and going to the sites and that kind of thing, I mean, the John C. Campbell Folk School is really a great vacation where you can go and actually learn something. I mean, this is their 40th annual Folk School Festival, but the Folk School has been around for a long, long time in that area, and it was really developed and created to really educate, you know, the Appalachian residents about different skills. So the different residents in that area would come and they would teach what their skill is to someone else. So, I mean, it has a really, really great history and legacy of being, you know, all about education and, like you said, all about around the crafts and those things like that.
It's one of the ways of keeping the heritage alive. And the heritage here in the North Georgia area, if you don't keep it up, aware of it, try to practice it, you lose it. And the nice thing about the Folk School, it is a reservoir to keep those skills and crafts alive today.
Now, it also looks like, too, as part of that festival, Bill, there will also be some judging done for some of the handcrafts?
That's right. They do a lot of judging and looking at determining certain contests, who makes certain types of art that they're doing in that area. You also have a lot of bluegrass bands that are going to be performing there. And again, they have like a petting zoo where you can see a lot of animals such as, you know, llamas and alpacas, which are up there as well.
Well, you know, the good thing also, too, about going to the John C. Campbell Folk School is that it's close enough, really, almost to be a day trip, especially from this area. It's about 2 hours from Atlanta, as well as about 2 hours, maybe a little under 2 hours, from here in the Gainesville area.
That's correct. And it's a huge campus. The campus is like 400 acres, so it actually is the largest folk school in the world. Right. A lot of people forget that.
Right, and it's close to Murphy, North Carolina, is actually where it is. So, again, you know, go up to the festival, you know, get a taste of it, and then maybe you can come back. Now, for adults, it's $5. For children 12 to 17, it is $3, and under 12, it is free. So I hope our listeners will head on up to Brasstown, North Carolina, where the festival is located, where the John C. Campbell Folk School is, and really take advantage of that. It's a great festival. We have more festivals coming up in the North Georgia area when we return. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
Looking out across the night, the city winks asleep as I hear her voice shake my wind.